Hey man, I tell you, as this has been tough this time, as my Aunt Lee Thomas passing in November the 5th, my mother December the 5th, and all of the death that keeps coming. But I thank God, you know what? All of it, there's peace, and they're where we want to be. Amen. I want to send flowers out to my neighbors Danielle and Chris Harden. I thank God for her taking the time to talk with me as we were. Neighbors talking, and her mother had passed right around the time, maybe right a few days before my mother had. And I just appreciate her taking the time to talk with me. She's a nurse, and man, there's some things that she explained. I thank God on the perspective of her profession that really helped me. And I really, really want to send flowers out to them as well. And so here tonight, as we look at Happy Mother's Day in Heaven, amen. Out of John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. It was about a few days ago. Of course, I used to follow Chuck Norris a good bit, especially knowing that I was in Korea, and I went, I guess I was over at Osan Air Force Base a good bit from Camp Humphreys, but where Chuck Norris started out his military career. And I saw a few days ago that Chuck Norris was celebrating his mother's 100th birthday. Chuck Norris, I'm so glad that you still have your mother with you. Their mothers are precious as long as we can hang on to them. And I'm so happy for you, brother, that you're getting to enjoy that time with your mother as well. And so I thank God here. This is May the 9th, 2021. This is the 27th of Iyar, 5781 of the Hebrew calendar, amen. And I thank God as we look tonight in our scripture. But I'm going to be talking tonight of where they're dwelling this Mother's Day, talking about our mothers. Happy Mother's Day in heaven. And so where they're dwelling this Mother's Day, what they're doing this Mother's Day, and why your mother is delighted this Mother's Day as well. I thank God as they're all where we want to be, all of our mothers, whether it's mothers, fathers, or whatever family member. They've got peace if they know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. And I thank God the angels were dispatched and they escorted him in the presence of the Lord. Amen. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And so I thank God for this great opportunity tonight as we look at the wonderful Word of God. Amen. I'll give you three to select from, and I'll have this PDF put on Sermon Audio. I do got to say thanks to Sermon Audio. They've relocated to Bob Jones University on the second floor. They'll be teaching classes that goes into the ministry of media in the coming future. And I thank God for that ministry, because that is a ministry that at our church we miss very much, especially with John Underwood, that was our cameraman that passed this time as well. He is deeply missed for his ministry and many, many hours of editing. All the way back that he edited everything that went on to Xfinity for many years ago that came on behind Jimmy Swaggart. We're so thankful and we miss him so much. And we send this out to his wife, LaVonne, and all of his kids and family as well, those that are ministering today. I'm going to be reading from the King James at the top. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now thank God. Lastly, in verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I thank God for the reading of the Word of God tonight out of John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And I thank God as we begin to look at this tonight, if all of our mothers and how precious they are to us, that a loving God, that we ask that he would bless all of our mothers, amen, that they feel the joys of the motherhood every day. And I thank God of all the struggle of giving, as mothers give 100% everything that they have about them, their love and their compassion, praise God. May every mother feel today the pride and the beauty of the family that they bear, praise God. And through all of the pain and the sorrow, that the Lord will deliver them with the strength and the grace that they always may stay under his watchful care as well. And so I thank God here tonight as we look and realize that it is so good to be with you. Now, we remember way back when everything began with Mother's Day. Anna M. Jarvis was first suggested the national observance of an annual day honoring all of our mothers because she had loved her own mother so dearly, praise God. At a memorial service for her mother on May the 10th, 1908, let me stop there also. It is tomorrow my mother's birthday. My mother's birthday is always right there around Mother's Day every year. And it makes me think of that. As also my aunt, Shirley Ann, she had a birthday a few days ago as well. And so I just want to send that a birthday happiness out to her. Thank God for her and her being there in the times of both of my aunts, of Aunt Lee and my mom as well. And so I thank God. But in May the 10th, 1908, Miss Jarvis gave a carnation, her mother's favorite flower, to each person who attended. And within the next few years, the idea of the day to honor mothers gained popularity. And Mother's Day was observed in a number of large cities in the U.S. on May the 9th, 1914, by an act of Congress. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day, and he established a day and a time for the public expression of our love and reverence for all of our mothers across this country. And by then, it became customary to wear a white carnation to honor departed mothers, and red to honor the living, and custom that continues this day. Now, Brother Davy Kahn, our other preacher, brother in Christ, and he is also our minister of music, he had on a red rose this morning. Amen. He did it up way beyond the carnation, and he thought of that, and praise God, that was nice of him thinking of that. And boy, I tell you, if you do that, bring back that memory that if your mom's gone, put on a white carnation. If she's still alive, put on a red carnation, amen, or whatever that you have. Brother David, put on a red rose, hallelujah. He's honoring his mom. He's over spending time with her today, and because he still got her. I thank God for certain mothers that need to be honored and deserved every bit of the honor and recognition. I think about a little boy that forgot his lines in Sunday school presentation one time. His mother was in front of the row, and she was prompting him, and she gestured, and she formed the words silently with her lips, amen. But it didn't help. Her son's memory just went totally blank. And then finally, she leaned forward, and she whispered the cue to him, and she said, "I am the light of the world." And the child beamed with a great feeling, and with a very, very loud voice, he said, "My mother is the light of the world." Praise God. That is so true. I thank God. I'm sure that many feel the same way about their mother, because there's not enough words in our vocabulary to say all that should be said about our mothers this afternoon. Amen. Abraham Lincoln, as I quote, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me, and they have clung to me all of my life, and all that I am and hope to be, I owe to my angel mother," unquote. And so I thank God, each and every one of us, Mother's Day today, May the 9th, 2021, we say thank you to all of our mothers for their undying love, their untiring work, and their unselfish giving, and their undivided devotion to their families. Amen. A mother that has saved to put her families and done everything, cook and all the things of sewing. Those are some of the things that is diminishing these days, amen. But I remember about a mother that had scraped and put everything together and worked hard to put her son through college, and she sat in her son's graduation. If you didn't catch out, Gems in the Rough, I had a message here last Sunday night that dealt with the graduates, because we've already have people at our college graduating, and I was thinking about our graduates. And so if you get a chance, tune that in on Sermon Audio or Facebook. But I thank God this mother, as she was sitting out in the chairs, he walked across the platform, this boy did, received his diploma with honors, and then he walked down the aisle. But instead of turning into the designated road that he should have went into, he kept on walking down to where his mother sat. The young man threw his arms around her neck. He kissed her on the cheek. He placed his diploma in her hands, and he said, "Here, Mom, you earned it." And to all mothers, I say, you've earned at least the honor and every bit of the recognition at the home that you have given. As we think about our mothers and happy Mother's Day that are in heaven, I want us to think about our mothers in a different light than we normally do, praise God. I realize that many of you no longer have your mothers with you, just as I do. And some of you are spending your first Mother's Day without mother. That's us. And so many of you have spent several Mother's Days all these many years with your mother, and now this is the very first time that she's gone, but she's in the presence of the Lord if she knows Jesus. If that's you, I have you specifically in mind tonight, amen. I tell you, every one of us is, I don't know if you've ever been around somebody that their mothers, I've been, as a pastor, I've been by death's bed many, many a times with many families over the last 20 years and prior to that. And so I thank God, every one of us, as we begin to know how that time is and begin to realize that that can be very tough to all of us that don't have our mothers with us this Mother's Day. And to all of you that wear that white flower, I want you to think of your mother celebrating Mother's Day in heaven tonight, amen. And so I thank God. And so the three things that we're going to be talking about is where they're dwelling this Mother's Day, what they're doing this Mother's Day, and why your mothers is delighted this Mother's Day, amen. One of the first things that we begin to see is where they're dwelling this Mother's Day, amen. Because in verse 1, Jesus spoke of his Father's house. He was talking about heaven, hallelujah. And it is a comfort to know where your mother is dwelling tonight, this Mother's Day. What joy it brings to hearts to know, amen. Helen Jones, hallelujah. She's in heaven, amen. Boy, I tell you, we've had so many mothers that have passed from church, amen. And so each mother that was saved today, they're celebrating Mother's Day in heaven. Notice what Jesus had to say about heaven. He said, heaven is a prepared place, amen. Because in verse 2, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a place that's prepared by the Son of God for the sons of God. And when Jesus left this earth, he returned to heaven to make ready a place for everyone that is saved. Amen. And so death for a Christian is but a moving day. This world is not our final home. Death is making our move into the home that Jesus has prepared. Praise God. And when it's time to move in it, it won't be Mayflower that'll move us, amen. But it'll be the Rose of Sharon, praise God. Boy, I thank God the late Harry Rimmer once told Charles Fuller, he heard Charles Fuller radio program, which was the old-fashioned revival hour. That following Sunday, he was going to preach on heaven, amen. Rimmer sent him the following letter the next Sunday. You're going to talk about heaven. I'm interested in that land because I've had held a clear title to a bit of property there for about 50 years. He goes on, he says, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without price, but the donor purchased for me at a tremendous sacrifice, and I'm not holding it for speculation. It's not a vacant lot. For me, more than half a century, I've been sending materials up to the greatest architect of the universe who's been building a home for me, which will never be need remodeling or repairing because it will suit me perfectly, individually, and will never grow old. He goes on, he said, termites can't undermine it, its foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire cannot destroy it. Its floods cannot wash it away. No locks or bolts will ever be placed upon its doors, amen. For no vicious person can enter the land where they're dwelling, stands almost completely, almost ready for me to enter and abide eternally without fear of being rejected. There's a valley of deep shadow between this place where I live and that which I shall journey in a very short time, and I cannot reach my home in that city without passing through this valley. But I'm not afraid because the best friend I ever had went through the same valley long ago, and he drove away all of the gloom. And I thank God as he went on a bit further, he said, he stuck with me through thick and thin since we first became acquainted 55 years ago, and he owed his promise in printed form never to forsake me nor leave me alone, and he'll be with me, and I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I will not lose my way when he's with me. I hope to hear you a sermon on heaven. He goes on, he's telling the brother that was on the broadcast, amen, that he was telling him. And so I thank God, the old time revival hour, praise God. And he says, my ticket to heaven has no date marked for the journey, no return coupon, no permit for the baggage. Yes, I'm ready to go, and I may not be here while you're talking next Sunday evening. He was it, for he went home a few days after writing this letter. But he says, I'll meet you someday. You know, our mothers that are not with us today, as well as all our loved ones that were saved, have made that final move into their new home. Today, they're celebrating Mother's Day in the place Jesus prepared for them. Heaven is a prepared place, but also heaven is a plenteous place. Jesus spoke of many mansions in heaven in verse 2, and he was indicating that heaven is a spacious and a plenteous place, and it's a place of many mansions. Amen. Boy, I tell you, the city of London is a large place. One could spend a lifetime, never see all of it geographically. It's the largest city in the world, covering 601 square miles. It's large, spacious, and plenteous, but the largest city on earth is nothing compared to the heavenly home that John saw, the New Jerusalem, and he described it as 12,000 furlongs in length, breadth, and height. According to those measurements, that heavenly city, that is 512 quintillion cubic feet. That's 512 with 10 zeros after it. And to help you put that into perspective, imagine that the world had stood for 100,000 years, and it always had and would have always have a billion people dying off every generation, and all of them went to heaven. Each of them would have a room, 177,000 cubic feet, or a room 56 feet long, 56 feet wide, and 56 feet high. We all know that there have not been a billion people dying off every generation, but the Department of Eugenics tells us that since man first began, there have been approximately 32 billion that have died on earth. I tell you, we say about 32 billion went to heaven. Every family would have a room of 198 square miles in size. If only half of the 15 billion went to heaven, every family would have a room 396 square miles in size. The size of the city that John saw would stretch from Florida to Maine and from New York to Mississippi River, to Maine. Now, I thank God, you know, if I was to look at that, one of the things that I just got, if I was to look at a population today from those areas, man, I'm going to tell you that would be something, because I just got back one of the latest population of all the things. Right here in Georgia, we got 10,617,423 people in the state of Georgia. If you was to go all the way up from Florida to Maine and from New York to Mississippi River, that would be Florida with 21,477,773. South Carolina with 5,148,714. North Carolina with 10,488,084. Delaware with 93,973,764. Virginia with 8,535,519. And on and on up through Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Buddy, that's a lot of people. But if they was to get on up out of here, I'm going to tell you, each and every one of us, that is a lot of things that's going on. But I thank God, as we look at heaven itself and the dimensions, the exact dimensions that are measured by the angel, reported to be the 12,000, equivalent to 1,400 miles or 2,200 kilometers in length, width, and height. In Revelation 21, verses 15 and 16, even though these proportions may have symbolic importance, it doesn't mean that they can't be literal as well. But I thank God it emphasizes that dimension are given in man's measurements. Revelation 21, 17, that the city has these dimensions, that there's no reason that it couldn't. And what more that we expect God to say, that there's a lot of room up in heaven, praise God. Boy, I thank God, each and every one of us, as we look and realize, we don't need to worry that heaven will be crowded. The ground level of the city will be nearly 2 million square miles, 40 times bigger than England, 15,000 times bigger than London, and it's 10 times as big as France or Germany, and far larger than India. But remember, that's just the ground level, amen. Given the dimensions of a 1,400 mile cubic, if the city consisted of different levels, we don't know this, and if each story were generous 12 feet high, and the city could have over 600,000 stories, and if they're on different levels, billions of people could occupy the New Jerusalem with many square miles per person, amen. But I thank God one gets the idea that there's room for anyone who want to live in heaven one day. On this Mother's Day, there are many mothers who are enjoying living in this wonderful place in their new home, is my point. Heaven was a prepared, it was a plenteous, but it was also a very personal place. Because Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Amen. Jesus spoke of heaven as a personal place. It's a place prepared for each that are saved. It is a place prepared for you, and it's a place that's prepared for me. Hallelujah. In heaven, there are many mansions, but there is one particular mansion prepared just for you, Christian brother and sister. I thank God today our mothers celebrate Mother's Day in her mansion. and I once toured the home of many of famous people, especially as I know that I was at the White House. But I thank God I was looking across some pictures here, and I noticed one of the places that Princess Diana grew up was had been in the Spencer family for over 500 years. Princess Diana, and of course, you see right to the right, that's her, where she's buried at on that property. Her brother owns it now. It's 550 acres of walled park more than 50 years ago. And so, boy, it's a beautiful place. It looks so critique, but any of those places that look the best they can look, they can't touch heaven where all of us are going and where our mothers are tonight, amen, and have been, amen. I tell you, the house itself's breathtaking, but I'm going to tell you, I couldn't imagine living in such a house, but I thought, you know what? Each and every one of us, God has a place for us. And I know that there ain't no slums in heaven, but there, if there were, it would be like a bunch of Biltmore's houses lined up down through there, praise God. What a Mother's Day that she's having up there right now, amen. Brings us to our second point, amen, and that is what they're doing this Mother's Day, amen. Where we are at right now is we're experiencing the sadness, but where our loved ones are at, there's gladness, amen, and our hearts are filled, amen, with all of the pain and filled with praise at the same time. But we remember also that we rejoice knowing that she's got peace, our mothers do, and what they're doing this Mother's Day fills their heart with gladness, praise, and rejoicing because they got a homecoming with the rest of their family that's up there, amen. What they're doing this Mother's Day, they're experiencing the newness of their life, amen. When Jesus spoke of his Father's house, a place of many mansions, it was a place that he had gone away to prepare, praise God. He was speaking of a place that is in contrast to all that we have known in this life. He was describing a life that is distinct from the life that we've known on this earth, amen. There is a place that we lived on earth, but there's a place that we'll live in heaven, amen. And there is a life that we will live on earth, but there is also a life that we are all going to live in heaven. If you're listening to me tonight and you ain't never got saved, you better take this in very desperately and listen very considerately of what I'm talking about tonight, amen, because I thank God. John saw a holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, and he described it as a place prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Revelation 21:2, one of the things that he saw about our future heavenly home was the contrast in lifestyles, amen, because in Revelation 21, verses 3 and 5, he said, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." John saw a place in which all things were new. He saw a place in which everything was different as compared to the life that had been lived down here on this earth for them. He saw that there was no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, amen. There was no more pain, praise God. All the former things that had been accustomed were passed away. All things were new. And I tell you, on this Mother's Day, mothers and all of our loved ones are experiencing this newness of life. All of you whose mother is not with you tonight, I want you to remember, your mother will never shed a tear again. Your mother will never see death ever again. Your mother will never know sorrow, never cry again, and never know pain again. Amen. Boy, I thank God that there was a young man that was dying, and his pastor was by his side, and a tear rolled out of the corner of that young man's eye, and he began to run down his cheek. That pastor reached over and wiped that tear from his cheek, and that young man said, "Just think, the next time God will wipe my tears away." You know, there's no chilling winds and no boisterous breath that that can reach that healthful shore, but sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared never again, amen. John saw something else about our future home that was in contrast to the life that we know at the present. We read in Revelation 21:1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea." He said there'll be no more sea. Now, a sea stands for separation, which separates the land masses, and this life is marked by separation. But in heaven, there's going to be no more separation. On this Mother's Day, your mothers and all of our loved ones are experiencing the blessing of being reunited with their loved ones that have gone on home, and many families will get together this day. But you think about the family gathering that is taking place in heaven right now. Boy, I tell you, they're having the best time of their life. I think about Evangelist Joe Henry Hankins once told. Hankins fought in World War I, and when the war was over, Hankins said he was ready to go home. All of a sudden, this is one of the places that his orders came down when the war was over. He was so homesick, he was homesick enough to die. On the 15th day of July 1919, he got a telegram that read, he said that there was no more, he basically said, Brest is a port city that is in located there in in the French military port that's there. And the city is located on the western edge of the continental Europe. He said, report to Brent on the morning of the 17th to sail for home on and ship on and on. And Hankins said, do you think I reported at Brest on the morning of the 17th? I was down there about daylight on the morning of the 16th. I didn't mean to miss that boat, praise God. He said, I was going home. All day long, Hankins paced up and down that long shed at Brest looking for that boat to come in on the port. The next morning, the 17th, he was out there before daylight, pacing up and down that long boardwalk, back and forth, looking up and down that long boardwalk, amen. And out and over the harbor, he would see a ship coming in that, as he looked at it. And I thank God, after a while, he saw this French flag that would start walking again down through there. Another ship would come in. He would look, and he would see the British flag, and he would start pacing again, amen. And after about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he saw a ship coming up over the horizon out there. He put his hands over his eyes. He looked. He strained every nerve, that his eyeballs, and that ship, and he saw Old Glory coming down through there. Boy, the story goes that Hankins said, I had thought all of my life that we had the prettiest flag on earth, and I still think so, but it was never so pretty as it was that afternoon, for that ship was coming to take me home, praise God. I tell you, when they pulled her in and let down that gangplank, nobody had to beg me to get on. Why, bless your life, I was halfway up by the time that the gangplank hit, and I was going home, and Hankins described the slow trip home. It took 14 days to cross the Atlantic, and it was on the morning of the 15th that he was awakened by a band playing Home Sweet Home. He jumped up out of his bunk into his uniform. He ran upon the deck, and as he looked out, he could see the shore of the homeland, and there was a band that had come out in the little boat to meet him there, and when they finished Home Sweet Home, they began playing My Country Tis I Thee. And I thank God Hankins said, I saw those sun-tanned soldiers standing there reach up and take off their caps and weep for joy like a bunch of little children. We were home. Boy, I tell you, they landed at Pennsylvania, and Hankins got out on the Pennsylvania in the slowest train that he said he had ever rode in his life. Finally, he crawled into St. Louis. He got on the Missouri Pacific. He started for Arkansas, and Hankins said that when that Missouri Pacific pulled up on Little Rock, he knew that he was just 42 miles from home. He said he couldn't keep his seat any longer. He walked up and down that coach, back and forth, looking out the window at every tree, at every house, everything that he could see, everything that was familiar. And when he got to Pine Bluff, a porter stuck his head in the door and yelled, Pine Bluff! Hankins said, brother, that was the sweetest music I ever heard. When a train pulled into the station, I said to the conductor, won't you pull up that platform and let me out of these steps? I know it's against the rule, but my mother, my dad, my wife, my sister, my brother, they're down there at that station to meet me. And he said, go ahead and help yourself. I got a hold of the rod going out on that step, and swung out by himself, even into them, and he swung loose and took the whole bunch in his arms, and all of a sudden he was home. I can imagine what heaven will be like one of these days. Boy, I thank God, I can imagine walking down the prophet's square, seeing Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah, going over to the Apostolic Street, seeing Paul, Peter, Matthew, Luke, and John, amen. Walking down the Patriarch Terrace, seeing Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Walking down the Martyr Row, seeing John Huss and George Wishart. Walking down the Revival Lane and seeing Whitfield, Wesley, and Finley, amen. Going over to the Pastor's Boulevard and seeing Spurgeon, Talmadge, Morgan, Meyer, and White. Hallelujah, I can only imagine what it's going to be like. But many of the mothers that have already met their dear and beloved saints of God, they have been reunited with all of their loved ones who have died and the Lord and met and are fellowshipping with the saints of old. Amen. Boy, you talk about a Mother's Day. I thank God they're having a marvelous time over there, praise God. I tell you, of all the wonderful things that's taking place this Mother's Day for them, they're experiencing a nearness of their Lord, amen, because he said that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus was telling them that he would be with them in heaven, and one of the glories of heaven is being in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Fanny Crosby wrote down the songs, she said, "Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come. And as our parting at the river, I recall to the sweet vales of Eden. They will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all." Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:8, he says, "Whom having not seen, yet loving whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Hallelujah. You know what? Your mother and all of our loved ones have looked upon the face of Jesus. They bowed at the feet of Jesus. They praised the name of Jesus. And they're at his presence this Mother's Day, May the 9th, 2021. Boy, I tell you, each and every one of us, there was a little boy that was blind. He was born blind. A skilled surgeon performed a delicate operation on that little boy's eyes. The operation was a success. For days and weeks, his eyes were covered with bandages. Finally, the time drew near for the bandages to be removed. The nurse said to the boy, "My boy, tomorrow we're going to remove them bandages from your eyes. And when the bandages are removed, whom do you want to see first?" And without a moment's hesitation, that little boy said, "I want to see first the doctor that gave me my sight. When I get to heaven, the first one I want to see is Jesus. I want to spend the million years thanking him for his saving grace." And tonight, our loved ones have already seen him, and they're in his presence. And I thank God, not only dwelling, not only doing, but I thank God why your mother's delighted this Mother's Day. I thank God because there's no sorrow in many a hearts. There's no sorrow that's taking place. There's no sorrow that's happening up there, amen, because there's nothing but joy. The heart of the mothers are with the Lord. Their heart has already been stated. It's filled with joy, happiness, and praise. Why? Jesus spoke about heaven, and in verse 6, he had said, Jesus said unto him, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Every mother, every loved one that is in heaven this day is there experiencing and enjoying all heaven affords, because there was a day when they received Christ as their Savior. Boy, I thank God. Many have wonderful memories of a godly mother. I tell you, this man, Frederick Ostede Barthode, he was the sculptor of the Statue of Liberty in the New York Harbor. It was sculpted by him. He gave 20 years of his life and his own money and expenses to make this happen. But when you go back and you begin to look at what he did, he was looking for someone to be the model for the Statue of Liberty. He chose that model that only was the masterpiece that it could be, was his own mother. For many of you, the masterpiece that we all have today in our lives is our mothers. They're the blessing. For many of you, a godly life was your own mother, and she taught you how to pray. She taught you to trust God, and she taught you about walking with God and staying on your knees in prayer and the Word of God. I tell you, every one of us, as we look, lastly, we look at Anthony Ashley Cooper, which was the seventh Earl of the Shaftesbury. I tell you, Lord Ashley, from 1811 to 1851, that he followed the death of his father. He was a British politician. But anyway, Lord Shaftesbury said, "Give me a generation of Christian mothers, and I will undertake to change the face of English society in 12 months, unquote. If you had such a mother, you ought to be thankful. Her memory, I know, is special to you. And yet, as godly as your mother was, she is not in heaven because of the life she lived. She's in heaven because of the Lord that she knew." All of our mothers and loved ones enjoy tonight in heaven because they were saved and they knew Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen. I trust you all are saved so that one day you can be in Mother's Day heaven with them when that time comes as well. Remember, this is Pastor Darrell Bailey. You can preach a better sermon with your life than you can with your lips. Father, thank you for the great opportunity tonight, for these special mothers that mean so much to all of us. Go to where all of these hurts and pains are tonight, because we physically miss them. We know that they're in good hands. They got peace. They're in the presence of the Lord. But we physically miss our families. Help those that are grieving. Help them. And Lord, I pray that you will give them strength during this time as they're going through. Many that are enduring much more pain with husbands and mothers and fathers that have passed. I pray, God, that you'll help them, because you're the only help. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, we pray that prayer for those tonight, that you will come unto them and that you will give them that very thing that they need tonight. Thank you for saving us and giving us a great opportunity to stand on your behalf tonight. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning us in, especially all those godly ladies from People's Valley. You're a blessing, and we love all of y'all. And I hope this day has been a special Mother's Day for all of you. God bless you.